You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When Donald Trump announced that West Michigan billionaire Betsy DeVos is his pick for Secretary of Education, reaction was mixed. Some declared the former Michigan GOP chairwoman would bring passion for educating children to the cabinet post. Others wondered how someone who has never worked in education, who has never taught, could be qualified. Few disagree, however, that DeVos does have vast experience in donating money to political candidates and causes. This week, Democratic senators called out DeVos about a political action committee she controlled, the All Children Matter PAC. This group owes $5.3 million in fines and penalties for campaign finance violations that date back 8 years in Ohio. It leads us to talk about the very deep pockets of the DeVos family. With us is Craig Mauger, executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. And Craig, virtually every piece written about the nomination of Betsy DeVos describes her along the lines of Michigan philanthropist or leading Republican donor. You've been looking at the DeVos family's political contributions in Michigan. When it comes to amount of political contributions, where does the DeVos family stand in our state?
They're a force unlike any other family. They're a force that's exceedingly unlike any other interest group. In 2013-2014, we ranked family giving. We looked at a whole bunch of families. How much did they give at the state level? The DeVos family was up over $4 million, close to $5 million in 2013-2014. The second largest giving family was at $1.9 million. That's a huge difference, you know. If you're talking about 1.9 to almost 5, I mean, it just shows how unlike any other family they are.
And I was struck by the post you wrote on the Michigan Campaign Finance Network website. $14 million in political contributions in the last 2 years alone, beating the combined fundraising of state PACs for the UAW and the MEA?
Yeah, that's at the state level. There are people, you know, who will say, oh, you're just talking about the DeVos family. You're not looking at all these other interests that do the same thing on the Democratic side. But what really is happening here that we have to look at and have to look at it honestly is that the DeVos family is really giving at a level that is unmatched. And to say, you know, that, hey, there's other families that are doing this as well. You know, the Stryker family, which was kind of a family that gave to Democrats years ago in Michigan heavily. The DeVos family gives at a level that no one else is giving at right now.
And help us parse through all the methods and pathways that the family is using to get its money out there and clearly influence policies and decisions.
Yeah, definitely. So if you write a check to a candidate in Michigan, directly to a candidate, there's a cap on how much that check can be. So if you're giving to someone running for the state house, you can only give them $1,000. So that's a pretty small amount, $1,000. But the DeVos family not only gives directly to candidates, and usually and to many candidates maxes out at the maximum that they can give them, but they also give to the Michigan Republican Party, the caucus committees, they give to PACs, the Great Lakes Education Project, the Michigan Freedom Fund, they give to a variety of other interest groups, they give to county Republican parties. They have tons of mechanisms for giving, and they give at the federal level, they give in Michigan, they give in other states, and when you add all of those things up, you're talking about $14 million is what we tracked in 2015 and 2016. There's a lot of mechanisms to give, and there's a lot of giving happening.
And how well orchestrated are these donations, did you find?
Well, what we've seen from the DeVos family over the years is that, and this is legal, this is, you know, there is nothing fundamentally wrong with what's happening here, but they give often jointly, it appears, or they give in an orchestrated fashion, it appears, where nine members of the family will often write the checks on the same day, or the contributions are dated with the same date. So a candidate will receive nine $1,000 contributions from nine different family members on the same date. So even though an individual can only give $1,000 directly to a candidate, when you add up nine $1,000 gifts, that's $9,000, which is a significant amount.
And as you say, nothing's illegal. The system is there. And so they're doing what any of us can do, so to speak, donate our money to whomever we choose. It's just they got so much of it and they clearly know how this system is working.
Yeah, they're very astute at their giving. I mean, they're a politically astute family, as people who would live in Michigan and pay attention to this would definitely know. They're very good at advancing the policies that they want. I think they hire people who are very politically astute as well. And in 2015, 2016, they gave at least $7,000 to 34 state house candidates. A lot of that giving was done before the primary. 30 of those 34 state house candidates that they gave to will be in the legislature next session. So that's 30 for 34. That's a really astounding success rate when it comes to giving. When you think about all the surprises that happened in this election, they were 30 for 34. That's a really solid percentage.
Craig, let's talk a little about Betsy DeVos's donations, her educational interest, and how educational policy is made. I mean, we know she began the Great Lakes Education Project, and then the DeVos family members are donating to that PAC.
Yeah, so the Great Lakes Education Project is a entity that advocates for school choice in Michigan. It's probably the top advocate for school choice in Michigan. And the DeVos family funds it heavily. They have multiple nonprofits that are part of the Great Lakes Education Project and a PAC. So we know who's giving to the PAC, and a large percentage of the donations to the PAC are coming from the DeVos family. This is very heavily DeVos connected. And the Great Lakes Education Project chimes in on just about every major education policy proposal that comes through the legislature. They're very active. They were very active and influential in the Detroit education reforms that went through the legislature earlier this year, and they have a lot of influence, and the PAC for the Great Lakes Education Projects gives in primary races, makes endorsements in general election races. It's very active, and it's a very active interest group.
How do you view this track record of donations in terms of her choice for this cabinet post?
I think it's fascinating. I mean, I think it's a fascinating note to this, that someone who is such a heavy donor cannot only influence policy from the outside, but can be picked to directly have a role in policy. I mean, for the past years, we've seen the DeVos family from the outside make these contributions and then also try to influence policy from the outside, you know, making phone calls, press releases, having events where they speak about things that they want. But now what we're going to see play out is someone that's been a heavy donor from the outside now go inside and be able to directly influence policy. And it will be fascinating to see what they choose to do there.
Craig Mauger, Executive Director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Craig, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.